Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hello. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Rainy outside, all sorts of problems already, and we have big news to talk about.
I mean, the Cleveland Browns doing what only the Cleveland Browns can do, which is turning Joe Flacco in a six-round pick into a fifth-round pick. I mean, come on, guys.
That's value
Process
right there.
Process over results. I got your value right here.
It is value. I'll say that. It is value.
Nothing gets me hotter on a Tuesday than value.
They love turning basically what turns out to be nothing into the tiniest of something. They love this.
I just love the idea that at the end of the season, when both Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry sit down with Jimmy Haslam, they're like, all right, so what's our win and loss record? And they're like, we don't want to talk about that.
No.
All right. So where are we at quarterback? Let's also not talk about that. Okay, what win could you conceivably show me when it comes to your 6 years here in Cleveland? We turned 40-year-old Joe Flacco in a six-round pick into a fifth-round pick. All right. Can we do extensions now?
We got two, actually. We also we upgraded Kenny Pickett's fifth rounder into a better fifth rounder, and then they like handshake all around, like when you land on the moon and you're NASA and everyone applauds and goes crazy and nuts. That's them in that moment.
They do like some sort of skull and crossbone or some Ivy League handshake that they've let Jimmy in on, because you know, even though he didn't go to Ivy League, Tennessee, the Volunteer program, you can barely read there, but he's
the football Illuminati.
Yeah, the football. I love that. Mm. The thought partners and the football Illuminati. I will say, I tweeted this out, but I will just say it on air because you can verify it. Jake Murren can verify it.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I had written down the topic and pitched the topic. If the Bengals call about Joe Flacco, what's the price? And I honestly, we talked about it, and then I didn't put it in the rundown because I was like, at this point, that kind of topic is hack. And then, so of course, Joe Flacco gets traded into the Bengals.
It wasn't a Monday topic, was all it was.
Yeah.
But it was definitely the type of topic that we were going to get to at some point throughout the week. And I told you before the show, I was like, I almost threw it out there yesterday to be like, and Nick suggested this just to kind of play with it. But I was like, again, it's not a Monday topic. It's not where we're at right now. So yeah, you definitely were thinking that way. Now, obviously, the idea that the Bengals and Browns have never made a trade together, maybe that would have stood in the way. Like, I imagine 80% of phone calls of people would have been like, they don't trade with each other.
Yeah.
Not happening. But it did on the surface make sense.
I'll just say this. Actually, I'd like to go to you. What is just your initial impact, or what is your initial thoughts on Flacco to the Bengals?
Initial thought is, what if Joe Flacco looks good?
Yeah.
That's got to be the biggest thing that everyone has to wonder, right? And he's going to look better than he did with the Browns, because the Browns this season, he was one of the worst quarterbacks in NFL history if you just took the four games that he played. He's going to look better. Higgins makes you look better. Jamar Chase makes you look better.
Yoshua Voss is their third receiver. He's a nice player.
Like, they're going to have Joe looking better. And then the reflective nature of this is going to be, well, all right, how much of that then gets pinned on Stefanski?
Mm-hmm.
And I bet a lot of that is going to be, it's going to be happening. We're going to look at Joe Flacco, and he's going to have a 300-yard game. He's going to have a 3-touchdown game or something like that. It's going to happen. And he might even lose those games, by the way. And we're going to get mad at Stefanski.
I think it's interesting the amount of Browns fans that in response to this immediately are like, well, he's washed. I'm like, no, he's washed in this context.
Mm-hmm.
So, and here's the thing. I don't definitively know he will light it up in Cincinnati. I just think it's really hard to look bad when you have his arm with Jamar Chase and when you have T. Higgins. And oh, by the way, they got a couple little speed guys around them as well. So even though those guys like Yoshivash would probably be your second receiver here at best, well, yeah, but he's the third receiver. So in that context, he gets free a lot.
Well, and I saw our friend Ashley Bastock being like, oh, like shuddering almost with that that Bengals offensive line. It's like, listen, Ashley, I love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. But like, it's not like the Browns offensive line has been five great players either.
That's actually the saddest thing. As bad as the Bengals offensive line is, your offensive line is worse.
Yeah.
Like dramatically worse. I would honestly, watching as much football as we have through 5 weeks, I think the Browns have the worst offensive line in the NFL through 5 weeks.
I mean, it doesn't get much worse. PFF agrees as far as the pass coverage is concerned.
I honestly hate it. I hate everything about this trade. And I am the guy that had said in January, I don't think they're going to win.
Wait, why do you hate it? What's there to hate about it?
The turning a six into a fifth does nothing for me. It absolutely does nothing for me. I do think Joe has value as a backup and as a leader in that room. And even though I think this team stinks, and I've thought that this team was going to stink since January, you can't be saying things like we're trying to win and putting the best foot forward by trading one of your captains to a division rival, no matter if he's your backup or not.
Is it because you're helping the division rival? Is that the part that you're mad about?
I think it's all of it.
Because I understand that. If you're mad about the idea that this could in turn have them win just enough games to have a spot where when Joe Burrow returns, they're in the driver's seat to then go to the playoffs, understandable completely.
I think it's everything.
I get that side of it.
I don't get up. Like, they've never had a good fifth round pick here. Oh, Jerome Ford. Woo! Also, Richard LeCount, Tony Fields, like Nick Harris.
Yeah,
like,
DPJ was a sixth rounder.
I mean, well, you see, if it was a sixth rounder, I'd feel different about it.
You know who else was a fifth rounder, though?
One good season.
Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, which is something we have to get into.
You can get a lot of value out of those fifth round picks.
So we'll get into the Shedeur stuff because that might be the one thing I do like out of this. But no, I don't like trading to a division rival who I think Joe has a chance to be functional there and maybe give them some wins. I could not care less about, oh, we got value. We traded a turned a six rounder. We upgraded by 40 picks. Woo! Don't care about that. Don't like trading a leader. Don't like the message this sends to that locker room, which basically after Kevin Stefanski piddled down his leg yesterday on a game that was incredibly winnable to then the very next day, the GM piddled down his leg by trading a quarterback. And I know it's more value than you should get for Joe Flacco. It's still not value. It's a pick swap. Like those just do nothing for me unless it's a two or three round pick swap, which it was never going to be. I think this team is destined to be 4-13 or somewhere in there. But I think those guys deserve a chance.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
...to have veteran leadership in that room, and after this loss specifically, where your head coach cost you the game to trade a guy who's respected in that locker room, I hate this for every veteran that's playing for something that might not be here next year, but might be in the NFL next year.
I don't think Joe Flacco was playing again at any point this season. I thought that ship had sailed. I thought it was going to go Dylan, and then it either goes Dylan into Shedeur or Dylan into something I don't even want to dream up. But like, there is value that Joe Flacco brought to the team in a week-in, week-out basis. I saw someone highlight, they took a photo, they were on the sidelines in London, and it was Shedeur and Joe Flacco, and I guess they were like tied at the hip the entire game, the two of them. Mm-hmm. And any time that, again, this is just this person's anecdotal story attached to it all and their evidence of it, but they took a photo and they're next to each other and like they said they were basically the entire game, it was Flacco teaching Shedeur what was going on and being that leader that he never really was to Lamar, by the way, in Baltimore. And so like I think the value of that alone, that type of stuff, that there is something to that. But on the football field, Joe Flacco, he was never going to play again.
You're probably right. What I would say is I also don't like that this probably puts Deshaun Watson one step closer to playing again for the Cleveland Browns. I don't think it's going to happen, but hypothetically, it's more likely now.
We just keep chipping away at the quarterbacks there to get down to Deshaun, don't we?
Can we swap like one seventh rounder for another seventh rounder for Bailey Zappe? Can we do that?
Bailey Zappe, how does he add value from the practice squad?
I don't know. I mean, well, you bump him up to the roster, you wait a week, value. And then he'll have value, of course.
It's in play.
I would hate this even if I didn't think there was a chance Joe's going to go to Cincinnati and play well. And I think there's a chance. I don't know how big of a chance it is. Like, the Kenny Pickett thing to me made sense because it was like, okay, pick between Joe and Kenny.
Well, it's the more insulting thing to the players that are in the locker room, not necessarily getting rid of the voice and everything like that, but the idea that if he goes to Cincinnati and runs the Joe Flacco offense that he had 2 years ago, and yes, you have better wide receivers there, but if he runs it and is able to just unleash and throw the ball deep and not have these golden handcuffs that he had while he was here, if he looks much better, then yes, every Browns fan that's listening to us right now, you have all free right in the world to get as angry as possible at the Browns and how they approach this season.
And can I just say it again? You didn't have to do it. I think that's the other part of it. Like, there's nothing about turning a sixth round into a fifth round pick. And like, and conceivably, this pick could go, because I think it's Detroit's sixth rounder into Cincy's fifth rounder. So if, for whatever reason, the Bengals just fall flat on their face and they're a two-win team this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this could be like a 70-pick kind of a jump.
Okay.
Yeah, it also doesn't do anything for me because it's still a fifth-round pick. Like, there's just nothing about this that does anything. And here's the thing. I know and you know where this team is likely to go. It doesn't need nudged there, right? You don't, like, this to me is the kind of move you make if you're tanking. And that's not what this team should be doing. It's not how you grow culture. And when I say culture, I mean, it's not how you grow young players into the next wave of whatever Super Bowl contention window I hear that organization talk about quite a lot. Just, there's nothing about this that does anything for me. And that's before we get into the idea of you did this for a division rival who, by the way, their liver-spotted owner has said countless times in private to the media that he's never going to trade with the Cleveland Browns.
Their liver spotted owner.
He looks like Palpatine. something Flacco.
So Mary Kay's already reporting, and I believe her reporting is true. I just don't believe the Flacco side of this is necessarily 100%. She's reporting out there that Joe Flacco did not let the Browns be like, hey, you need to trade me, essentially, is what I'm trying to get at. He didn't usher in a trade request, is the point. And I just don't believe it. I believe the reporting. I believe that's what Joe is telling Mary Kay, or wherever Mary Kay is getting the sourced from. I believe that's accurate. The part that I disagree with is I would imagine Joe probably came to the Browns and looked at what's happened with Browning. And I guess the Bengals have been calling everybody and anybody for 48 hours now, trying to make something happen. And I would imagine Joe was very adamant that he wanted out and was trying to get somewhere else in Cincinnati, in a spot where he can at least end his career in a much different way than what we saw with the Browns, where it was awful.
So actually, we're going to put it right here, because there's a tandem piece with that it's going to be a piece of Brown spin you're going to hear. And it will make me go through the roof when it is heard, whenever it's reported, which probably will be at some point today or maybe 2 weeks from now, if Joe has a good, I'm not gonna give it away right now, but there is something that I know that there's a piece of spin for this trade. And again, just don't like it on grounds of anything. There's nothing about this deal that does anything for me. I don't care about process, and I care about results, and your results suck, and they're going to continue to suck because this is the kind of thing that does absolutely matter in the locker room. But there's something that will bug me even more than that. And it's right up the alley of what you're saying. But 216-474-0092. We got quick hits coming up at 240. We've got the Peterlin Pass coming up at 340. We've got John Fanta, NBC Sports at 420. Sounded awesome on the NFL coverage this weekend. Albert Breer, MMQB, coming up at 5:20 as well. No Coach Reisland this week. We'll have him back next week, but 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Do you like the Joe Flacco deal to the Bengals for the Browns? Do you think this is good business for the Browns? And there's something that I guarantee you they will push out there. I guarantee you. And it'll make me even more kind of annoyed than I am right now. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.